Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, February 27th, 2018. Welcome to day 404. Jared Kushner's security clearance was downgraded from interim top secret to interim secret. Politico, Reuters, and Axios are reporting that the interim top secret clearance, which Kushner has been operating under for about a year, allowed him to attend classified briefings and read the president's daily brief, among other things. Next, the Washington Post, Axios, and CNBC are reporting that Robert Mueller has moved to dismiss 22 tax and bank fraud charges against Rick Gates, a former Trump campaign official. Gates pleaded guilty last week to conspiracy against the United States and lying to federal investigators. As part of his plea, Gates agreed to cooperate with Mueller's probe regarding, quote, any and all matters deemed relevant to his investigation. Meanwhile, CNBC and Reuters say Trump tapped Brad Parscale to manage his 2020 presidential re-election campaign. Parscale was the digital director of Trump's 2016 campaign. Trump filed a letter of intent to run for re-election with the FEC on January 20th, 2017, the day he took office. Next, Bloomberg, CNN, and The Washington Post say Hope Hicks refused to answer questions under instructions from the White House during a closed-door House Intelligence Committee session today on Russian meddling in the 2016 election. "We got Bannoned," a member of the House Intelligence Committee said, referring to Steve Bannon's earlier refusal to answer committee questions. Hope Hicks is the White House Communications Director and one of Trump's closest confidants and advisors. She was originally expected to appear before the committee back in January, but her interview was canceled due to concerns about the scope of the questioning and conflicts over the White House's assertions of executive privilege. Next, The Guardian says a Department of Housing and Urban Development employee was demoted and replaced after she refused to illegally fund a redecoration of Ben Carson's office. Helen Foster said she was told, quote, $5,000 will not even buy a decent chair, end quote, after she reminded her superiors that $5,000 was the legal limit for improvements to Ben Carson's suite in Washington. Next, NPR and The Washington Post say the Supreme Court ruled that immigrants facing deportation are not entitled to periodic bond hearings. The 5-3 decision reversed a Ninth Circuit court ruling that immigrant detainees and asylum seekers can't be detained indefinitely and must be given a bond hearing every 6 months. The ruling also said that detention beyond the initial 6-month period is permitted only if the government can prove that further detention is justified. Meanwhile, The Verge, The Hill, and Politico say Democratic lawmakers introduced legislation in both chambers of Congress to reverse the FCC's repeal of net neutrality rules. Under the Congressional Review Act, Congress can strike down new rules with a simple majority vote. The bill currently has 50 supporters in the Senate, putting it one vote shy of the 51 needed to ensure it passes. Even if the measure passes in the Senate, it still faces an uphill battle in the House, where it needs 218 votes. There are currently 150 Democrats supporting the resolution, with zero Republican support. The Hill and CNN are reporting that the NSA director told lawmakers that he has not received orders from President Trump to stop Russian hacking operations that are targeting U.S. elections. The head of U.S. Cyber Command, Admiral Mike Rogers, told the Senate Armed Services Committee, quote, "I haven't been granted any additional authorities," adding that, quote, "I need a policy decision that indicates there is specific direction to disrupt Russian election hacking. The president ultimately would make this decision in accordance with a recommendation from the Secretary of Defense," end quote. And in the polls, CNN says 58% of Americans don't think Trump is taking the Russia investigation seriously enough, while 60% say they're not confident that he's doing enough to prevent foreign countries from influencing future American elections. Meanwhile, 55% say they believe Trump attempted to interfere with the Russia investigation, up from 51% in January. And finally, The Hill and Marist say 48% of Americans believe it's likely or very likely that Russia will meddle in the upcoming midterm elections, a 7-point increase from earlier this month. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. The EPA is dissolving a program that funds studies on the effects of pollution and chemical exposure on adults and children. 2. Bob Corker will not run for re-election after all. 3. Former White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci called for John Kelly to resign, citing low White House morale. 4, Melania Trump parted ways with her senior advisor and friend Stephanie Winston Wolkoff after news surfaced that Wolkoff's firm had received $26 million to plan Trump's inauguration and surrounding events back in 2017. And 5, the Lieutenant Governor of Georgia threatened to kill a tax cut for Delta Airlines after it eliminated its discount for NRA members. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keyser. Until next time, I'm Joe Mdidis.